you're on the phone
Love
twice.
Radio.
I didn't hang up because I kept dialing. I was against her, so I just didn't hang up. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Messenger?
Hello, can you hear me? Yes.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let's get going here. Okay, start. Okay, good evening and welcome to The Messenger, the hour where we take the time to expound on the word and what it is that God would have for us to know. It is important. First of all, I just want to thank Sister Carmen for being here with me tonight, and hopefully we'll get some other callers. The co-producer of Hodge to Hodge is running a little late, but he told me that he would be here with us. I just wanted to this evening talk about listening and hearing what it is that God would have for us. I wrote down some stuff that I just wanted to read for a moment, and we'll go over it, and then maybe we can expound on it. Forgive me. I'm not used to running the podcast. I'm used to the other part running it, but we will be there. All right. What we're going to talk on is just our experience with God. From what you've heard of God, you automatically discard your own experiences, your own words. Well, it should be just the other way around. Your experiences, your feelings about a thing represents what you factually and intuitively know about the things, words that can symbolize what you know. It often confuses what you know best. And what I'm saying about that is a lot of times we have experiences with God, but we tend not to acknowledge them due to the fact that someone else has already told us something about God, and it doesn't correlate with the experience that we're having, and so we tend not to accept it as communication with God. But we've got to understand that there are all kinds of methods that God has. And because there are all kind of messages that God has to communicate with us, we need to be open and receptive so that we can truly hear what it is that he's trying to say. And what we need to understand is not all words are from God. Many words have been uttered by others in his name. many thoughts and many feelings of sponsors of causes, not of direct creation. Many experience results from the challenges is one of the discernments. The difficulty is knowing the difference between messages from God and data from another source. Discrimination is a simple matter with application of basic rule. Mind is always your highest thought, your clearest word, your grandest feeling. Anything less is from another source. So what we're saying here is when you have that feeling of something grand, something spectacular, and you've got to be able to use your own intellect to understand that these are sources coming from God. And I'll give you an example. If you've got an idea to help a homeless person, that's a grand idea, and that's coming from God. If you've got an idea of maybe you're going to go by and steal a little bit of money that he has in his cup, that's not something from God. So this is the discernment in which we need to start applying ourselves with so that we can better control or better run our lives so that it can be more rewarding to all of us. It should not be difficult even for the beginning student to identify the highest, clearest, and the grandest. Yet, when God gives you these guidelines, the highest thoughts is always that thought which contains joy. The clearest words are the words which contain truth. And the grandest feeling is that feeling that you call love. So those are three different things that help us with discerning whether it is from God. And so that helps breaks it down for us a little bit. When we have that feeling of truth, then we know where that is from. So we can't allow anybody to take that from us because they want to do something otherwise. We have to understand these feelings and understand where they come from and apply them and use them once again for the betterment of our lives. These three are interchangeable, and one always leads to the other. And man is not in which order they are placed, having with these guidelines determine which message are of God and which one comes from another source. The only question remaining is whether God's message would be heeded. Most of God's message are not, some because they seem too good to be true, others because they seem too difficult to follow, many because they are simply misunderstood, because they are not received. Experience, and even this, we ignore them, as I was stating earlier. We ignore them because it doesn't jive with what we were told. And what we have to understand is a lot of things that we were told, quote unquote, of God, is really not of God. It's just stories and stuff that has been passed down. And we have to understand there is a reason that God gave us free will, and we have to realize and understand that God is truly, without a doubt, inside each and every one of us. And because he's inside each and every one of us, he talks to us. He does not need a third person. By us on this podcast right now, God is talking to us. And I gotta say this, as we may not realize it, but there is a reason every Thursday night we come on here. There is a reason, and that reason is directed by God. You might not be able to receive everything that I'm saying, but God's word will not return void. So something in this message that God has allowed us to get together here is something that's going to uplift us and help us begin to see and to begin to get better in tune with the God in us. And we've got to start listening to this so that we can receive it. And when I say listening, listening to God, and remember those three things about truth, love, those feelings, that's of God. So we've got to begin to pay more attention to those and guiding our light in that way, our life in that way, and watch the results that will begin to happen. Because if we just because we are awesome beings, we've just touched the tip of the power that we possess and the things that we can do. So we really have to begin to focus a little bit more so that we can have life and we can have it more abundantly. And we can sit here and we can say that life is good. And it is good because all things are good, working together for the good. But I'm here to tell you that it can be even better for us. We just have to learn how to tune in to the source. And once we tune into the source, then we will be able to see and do things that we could only imagine. Because we have to remember what we imagine, we can also be.
Amen to that.
But we have to remember this. God will not force his message upon anyone. He will never coerce you or have you free will. He's giving you free will to do as you choose and will never take that away from you, ever. And so he will continue sending you the same messages over and over again throughout the millenniums to whatever corner of the universe you occupy. Endlessly will he send you his message until you have received them and held them close, calling them your own. God's message will become an 100 forms and 1,000 moments across a million years. You cannot miss them if you truly listen. You cannot ignore them once you truly hear them. Thus, your communication with God begins in earnest. You're in the past. You have only talked to God, praying to him, interceding with him, beseeching him. Yet now, can you talk back to him? And even as he's talking to us here now, we can begin to have direct communication with God. And imagine what a difference it will be, not thinking, but knowing that you're in communication with God. Because we have to understand, with him being in us, when we talk, he hears us. And a lot of time he's answering us, but we're just not paying attention because we're not using our discernment to be able to understand that it is of God. So I've given you three ways that you can begin to focus or tune in to understand, is it of God or is it just voices in your head? And if it's something that's going to lead to truth, if it's going to lead to love, that is of God. That is of God, so that is something that we can begin to tune into.
Right.
You will begin to see these things as they will begin to come clearer to you. Just speaking from experience, I know just from conversations that I have with Sister Carmen, a lot of things now she's beginning to see and recognize the God in it. Even some of the things that I'm not, she's calling. Yeah, she's calling my attention to it. And it's important that we see it because all things are working together for the good. And that's what we have to understand. It's not just a saying. It is reality, and we have to come to know this without a shadow of a doubt that it is God. Not thinking, but we have to know it. And once we get to the point where we're really beginning to know it, then we'll begin to manifest so many other different things that we want to do, that we thought of doing, that we want to have. We can do and have all of that. We've just got to connect to the source properly so that we can go on. Because he's standing there waiting for us. He's right there with us. We just have to be able to tune into it so that we can hear it. And then there's a question asked that why is it that some people hear from God more? Because God is talking to us all the time. But there is no special person. Many people choose to believe that God's communication is special ways and with special people. This removes the masses of people from responsibility of hearing God's message, much less receiving it is another matter, and allows them to take someone else's word for everything. You don't have to listen to God, for you've already decided that others have heard from him and every subject, and you have them to listen to. By listening to what other people think, you hear what God says. You don't have to think at all. This is the biggest reason for most people turning from the message on a personal level. If you acknowledge that you are receiving God's message directly and you are responsible for interpreting it, then as far as safer and much easier to accept the interpretations of others, even others who lived 2,000 years ago. So we would rather listen to something that was in the Bible from 2,000 years ago and go with that instead of going with what God is telling us right now. Nobody don't want to believe what it is that the messenger is saying, but you take me back to Noah, who they don't even know. It was just a story written in the book. But they'll take Noah's word over my word, or over your sister's word, or over your brother's word, or over your neighbor's word. If they tell you that they've got a word from God, you won't hear it because you'd rather listen to something that you heard about from Moses. And so we've got, and these are the things that we've got to be able to open up and connect with so that we can better, because it's important for us, because, and I'm so hard on this because we are spending our lives not truly doing what we were sent here to do. And we were sent here to create life. To life to its fullest, to have life and to have it more abundantly. And we're not doing it because of the fears and the concerns and stuff of not pleasing God. And we've got to understand. I'll tell you, a lot of people like to say, I'm here that God's will be done. And one of the things that we don't understand is because of the love that God has for us, and the reason he loves us so much is because he is us. So what we have to understand is God's will is technically your will is God's will because he gave you free will. So he's good with your will. But we think it the other way around, thinking that it's God's will that we have to fulfill. But it is our will that God is fulfilling. And as we get better in tune with God, then they become one. But this is what we have to understand. And I'm sorry if it seems if I'm going all over the place. It's just that I'm trying to break it down so that we can truly understand just how simple this is. God requires nothing of us. So your will is his will because of the fact that he wants you to have life and have it more abundantly, however you see fit. However you see fit. And so this is what we've got to start trying to apply ourselves so that we can begin to to get out and do what it is that we truly want to do, not being concerned about what anybody else wants. As long as what we're doing is truth, love, and happiness, this is God's will, and this should be your will.
Amen.
So today I invite you to a new form of communication with God, a two-way communication, and the truth it is you who has invited yourself, for you come to hear this. So this is a form that has come to answer your call. So I say to you, if you're willing to actually listen and hear an open communication, one of its we should listen to God even when what's being said, it seems wrong. We should listen to him when it seems wrong, if we're basing it upon the love, the joy, the truth. If it's based upon that, even if it seems wrong, and I mean seems wrong as opposed to all the other stuff that they told you. And I'll give you an example. They told you to go to the club and dance is wrong. Amen, Sister Sunshine?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Okay. So that's the point that I'm saying. If you go to the club and you go to the club and you have a good time, do not let the naysayers or whatever convince you that you did something wrong. And this is what we've done, and this is how we've allowed them to put shackles on us, because they're telling us what's good for us. What could be wrong if you went to the club and you just danced and had a good time, and that was it at the club? What could be wrong with that?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
If you left that club feeling good, had a good time, what could be wrong with it? But if you went to church on Sunday and told people you did that, they'd look at you pretty. They'd look at you a little shaky, like, "Uh-oh, we gonna have to pray. We gotta pray for that person." But that person just had a good time, and that's the condemnation that we put on each other, thinking that we know better. But God is giving you the insight to let you know that that's okay. So I said that to you so that we can start listening, and just because it's not what it is that people have told us, but we're still enjoying ourselves, you got to know that you are okay in the sight of God. They may not see it, but as long as you and God sees it, that's all that matters.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we've done pretty much everything in every way that the Bible has, in some form or another, what the Bible has suggested for us. And where has it really gotten us? Not where we want to be, right?
Right.
So because it hasn't gotten us where we wanted to be, shouldn't we take a chance at trying something different? Because we know the definition of insanity. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We know the definition of that, right? So shouldn't we start something else, try something different?
Definitely.
When you start to make a meal and you cook it, and you realize that I didn't cook this to the best of my ability, you start over and you do things differently. And why are we so afraid to do this differently?
Can't answer that.
See, and one of the things that our problem is, we can't really come to know God until we stop telling ourselves that we already know Him. And because, and that just confirms what I'm saying with regards to how we think we know God as far as God don't want us to do this or God don't want us to do that. And because we think we know God, we don't do things that can bring us joy. So we've got to stop telling ourselves that we know God. You cannot hear from Him until you stop thinking that you've already heard from Him.
Wow.
God cannot tell you His truth until you stop telling Him your truth. And what I mean by your truth is your truth of Him. So He can't really tell you like right now I'm telling you how it is that God wants us to be. Now, you can't receive that if you think you already know God wants me to be in church every day. Not to say that you can't be, but if that's what you think, that's all God wants from you, no matter what I say, you can't hear me. And that's exactly the way it is with God. If God is telling you to do something and you automatically think it's something else, you're not going to hear what He has to say. So we've got to stop believing everything that they've told us, the Bible and all those things, and we've got to get in tune with ourselves and listen to listen to your feelings and listen to your highest thoughts. Listen to your experiences. Whatever any of these differ from what you've been told by your teachers or write in your books, forget the words. Forget the words are the least reliable of source. What you need to do is go with the experience. If going to the club gave you joy, now that's experience that's different than the word. So go with that experience. And this is what we've got to learn to do. We've been there. We know there is so much. There is so much that we can be doing and stuff, and we keep holding ourselves back because of the fact that people have told us something different. And I just want us to shake loose of the fear, shake loose of the doubt, and start to live trusting and believing and knowing that God is in you and working in you, and He is going to be there for you. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Okay. As we were stating on the last message podcast, we were stating about how important it is for us to get in tune, to go within, and start to begin to experience some of the things experience them, so that as we experience, we can't. I constantly tell you about them and you don't experience it, then my words mean nothing. So we've got to start experiencing this. We've got to start seeing for ourselves who and what God is, not only in you, but to you. And it's important for us to understand this, that experience is very important. It's very important. So we've got to not just be listeners, but we've got to be doers as well. Because when we start to experience it, then we can, just as I am kind of rambling here, but you can hear the conviction within the words that I'm speaking to you. Then we can all go out with that same conviction. You don't have to be presented the same way I do, but just a conviction in what you're telling someone so that they can feel what you feel. And we spoke about just letting our light shine.
Amen. All right.
And so that they can see it within us. And then they'll begin to question and want to know. So then that way, that's another one that we'll be able to just show them the way. And we just want people to know that it's not like ours is the best way. It's just another way. Because the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter which way. Because of who you are, it does not matter which way. If you want to go spend the rest of your days in church every Sunday, it doesn't matter. If you never want to go to church ever again, it really doesn't matter. So, because it really doesn't matter, shouldn't we try to have life and have it more abundantly? I don't think you can have life more abundantly by being in church all day, every day. I don't think you can have life and have life more abundant if all you could do is walk around every day saying, well, Jesus said this or Jesus said that. I don't think you're having life and having it more abundant. There are so many things out here that we can do. We can be in the world. We just don't have to be of the world. We don't have to do the silly things that they do. Why? Because, truthfully, it will get to a point where that is so beneath you that you don't even concern yourself with that. Because you are connected to the source, you don't see things the same way other people see them. So, I was going to, because I don't have my sidekick with me, but I do thank you lovely ladies for joining in tonight. I was going to, I think tonight we're just going to make it a half an hour because I want to do some more research and study and stuff because I want to bring a really, really, really powerful message on Saturday for us. But if you ladies want to continue on tonight, we can. But I just want maybe what you can do this extra half an hour is just do a little meditation. Just wherever you are, just sit there wherever you are and just try to get, well, soon somebody finish in the kitchen, but just get within themselves and try to try to better tune in and see, won't God reveal himself to you? See, won't he begin to answer some of the questions that you're asking? You could take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just take a little time spending, just getting in touch with God, and see, won't he begin to show you things? Because I think it's important for us as a body so that we can all be able to begin to just feel it, and as we can feel it, then we can get strengthened in it. But the words alone cannot do what we need. What we need is experience. And once we get the experience, then, as the sister gave me the amen, then you'll be giving me amens, and then you'll be start to speak with the boldness to give me examples of letting me know and showing me, not only me, but whoever is listening, just what it is that God is beginning to reveal to you, show you, and do. And you can take over part of this message. It's not, I'm happy that the Lord has allowed me this opportunity that I can share the word. But in order to be a good teacher, you got to have, for me to be able to say that I am doing something, I've got to be able to see something. if I'm right steady, talking about the goodness of God and the things and stuff in which we need to do, and nobody is experiencing any of this. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Messenger. We understand.
Sister Carmen's going to share her experience, strength, and hope.
I had one just the other day, and I just forgot, Messenger. Remember I had one? We talked about it.
Yep. I do remember. Exactly what it is, I don't know. I don't remember.
Neither do I. I don't remember that.
All right, so then that's a lesson for us then. That lesson for us is that we've got to be able to concentrate a little bit. But be honest and truthful with you, he's doing so many things in our lives. And for us to be able to pick this point thing, per se, then we'd be missing out on all the other ones, because he does. He just keep making a way out of no way for us.
Out of no way.
That we don't even know. Right. So, how we don't even realize it. And then it's just coming to fruition. Some things we're speaking, and next thing you know, it's happening. And we're saying, look at here. Whoa, you're saying my favorite thing. My favorite thing is
look at God. Look at God.
And so, he is, and I just want us to be observant of him and to know that he is a mighty God and he is within us. He's not somewhere in the sky, somewhere hiding from us, playing peekaboo or hide-go-seek or something like that. He is within us. So I'm going to ask, I am going to get ready to close out this podcast, but I just ask that if we could all, instead of having our sidebars after the call, just spend 10 or 15 minutes just trying to clear our minds and speak to God. And then after that 10, 15 minutes, so at 12 o'clock, what we're going to do at 12 o'clock is then we're going to start making some calls and share and see if we've had anybody had any kind of a breakthrough. Who's still? Well, Sister Carmen, I don't know if she's going to be able, because she worked. She's trying to get that chicken clean. But all right. but
chicken.
To each and every one, I thank each and every one of you for listening.
Brother Messenger, I really appreciate your message each and every Thursday evening.
Thank you, my baby.
I appreciate you being there, and I'm hoping that it is doing something to help you. And I do apologize. I think it's because I'm used to having my sidekick in, throwing in his little things and stuff like that to help keep it going. But we got to learn that we got to all carry on. As one of the things my mother used to say is every tub got to sit on his own bottom.
Amen to that.
You know what I mean? So that's part of the meditation, so that I can go on with or without anyone and be able to bring a half an hour, 2 hours, because normally you get me going on this and I just can't be quiet.
Yeah. Yes,
I've chased many people out of the room. they didn't want to hear it anymore. So I understand that. So I'm just, I want this to be something that we spend just a few minutes on, just to try it, because I know it works, and I want you to be able to feel it. Because if you can feel 15 minutes of just a little something, then that 15 minutes will lead to 20 minutes, or 20 minutes to a half an hour. And this is part of the process of getting in touch with the God in us. So on this note, we're going to begin to say our goodbyes. There go my mother. Okay. So, Mr. Sunshine.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much, Brother Messenger, for sharing the word.
Good night.
Bless you, my dear. Good night. On that note, what we're getting ready to do is we're getting ready to go into 15 minutes of meditation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Amen. All right. So I look forward to talking to each of you, if not tonight, sometime during in the next 24 hours. Some people are definitely going to talk to you tonight, but, you know, we just want us to experience it. 15 minutes. Just nothing but in touch with yourself, clearing your mind, thinking about none of the trials and tribulations, but think just clearing your mind and let God come in. Okay, I love you all, and I can't
love
wait
you.
For Saturday. All right,
bye.
Take care now. All right, bye-bye.